Hey guys, Ben here. I want to give you a no BS reason why quitting porn and masturbation is way, 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 way effing simpler than we make it.
Hey, you're listening to the Quit Porn, Achieve More podcast, where we talk about how to break free from porn quickly and easily so that you can finally live with integrity, confidence, and focus on bigger and better things. My name is Ben Uyama, and I gave up porn more than 5 years ago after battling it alone for most of my life. I've been married for more than 12 years, we have 3 kids, and I've been helping men quit porn one-on-one for more than 10 years now. Let's get started.
It's way simpler than we think, and this is not me just talking out of my ass, telling you guys that you guys need to join a program or anything like that. This is my personal experience. This is the experience of myself realizing a few fundamental things about quitting porn and then helping other men do the exact same thing. I've done this for many years. I've seen it over and over again. I can share testimonies again and again. I put some here on the channel about individuals who just did the things that they needed to do. The one thing they needed to do to quit porn that they were avoiding for so long because they were fundamentally trying to keep the habit as an underlying agenda to go back to it whenever they were feeling negative emotions, stress, anxiety, depression, boredom, all that stuff. Being horny, being aroused, I need porn, right? But this is what I'm harping on constantly over and over again, is that quitting porn is way, way, way simpler than you think. We have guys in our program that join who are, you know, honestly knee deep in a porn habit for decades. Mind you, years. I've worked with people in their 50s and 60s and 70s who've had a ongoing porn habit for many years. And as soon as they understood two fundamental things, okay, that I'm gonna be talking about in this video, everything changes. Number one is you can't beat porn unless you first understand what porn is taking away from your life. That's it. That is true. Because as long as you don't understand the negative ramifications of your actions, you will always keep porn in your life because you will always subconsciously believe that porn is adding value to your life, but it's actually adding shite value. It's adding nothing, but it's only taking away from you. But when you come to the place where you just take a walk in a forest and pray and talk to God, go inward to yourself and realize, holy shit, porn has only been taking away from my life and has not added any value. And these are all the things that it took away from me. My relationships, my time, my focus, my energy, my drive, my sex drive, my physical well-being. All that stuff is negative implications and negative ramifications on you. That if you understand and you just feel, not just know it intellectually, like,
yeah, I heard on a video that it affects my brain and all that.
No, when you feel it, it changes everything. When you break down in tears because you are pissed off, you're PO'd by how much porn is taken away from your life, that's the moment you change, my friends. That's the moment that everything's different, because that's the moment that you decide to do something, do that one thing that you know you need to do that you've been avoiding doing for way too long, all right? For me, everything changed for me. I took my porn habit into my marriage for way too long, unintentionally. Everything changed for me, guys, when I understood how much porn was stressing me out. And I never really looked into that because I was too scared to realize. I was too scared to look into that because I wanted to keep the habit. I had an underlying secret agenda to keep the habit with me, even though I'm a man of faith, even though I'm a man of faith and I believe in certain values. I was living out of integrity and out of my values.
Hey, if you're getting something good from this episode, let me know so I can make more content just like this for you guys. And it would mean the world to me if you could leave a 5-star review, because the only way that this podcast spreads around is through word of mouth. So a review would go a long way, and it only takes you like 10 seconds to do. All right, thanks, back to the show.
And as soon as I understood that the habit itself was causing me torment, it was causing me lack of confidence, it was causing me stress, it was making me a more stressed out and irritable person to my wife, to the people around me, to my own kids. And when I got that, I realized, holy shit, I've been doing this to myself for this many years and I didn't even realize it. Porn itself has been causing me the turmoil, the torment. It's been torturing me for years. And I thought I needed porn. I thought I needed porn because I was a horny person. I had a high sex drive. I thought I needed porn because I was a stressed out person and I needed to relieve that stress. But then I realized, actually, I'm this irritable, stressed out man that I don't want to be, because fundamentally I brought this porn habit into my life. But when I got that, everything changed. I broke down and I realized this is not who I want to be. I felt that. I felt the negative impacts on my life. And the thing I decided to do was do the one thing that I knew I needed to do that I was avoiding doing. You know what that was? It was talking with someone, not anybody. It was talking with a guy who understood me, who understood what it was like, who understood what I was going through, who had been through it before, who was a little ahead of me, who had beaten this thing himself, and someone that I knew I could trust and someone I could respect, someone that I could rely on to have my back. And when I decided to get that accountability in my life, everything changed. That's it, guys. That's as simple as it comes. But not only that, the things that I'm teaching you here right on this channel, the four daily disciplines I talk about in another video, the four daily disciplines that are essential to maintaining integrity and recovery long-term that we see success with. And it's when people do these things, guys, maybe your one thing is you need to tell somebody. Maybe your one thing is you need to tell a partner. Maybe your one thing is you need to get software. Like, all of those things will help you tremendously. Maybe the one thing is you need to join a program. I'm not saying you have to join my program. I think it's a good program. Any program. But I promise if you just do that thing, that one thing that you know you need to do, everything will change. But the thing is, you can't take those actions until you fundamentally understand what porn is taking away from you. And when you understand the impacts of porn, you will want to do that, guys. You will want to tell that person. You will want to do that program. You will want to do all the things that you know will be good for you, but you've been avoiding doing. So I want to encourage you guys to think about that. Think about, what is porn taking away from you? Think about, am I making this beating porn thing more complicated than I think? One guy we're working with in our program, even though after joining the program, he always had this thing in the back of his mind in the beginning of the program, like the little monster came back saying,
you know what, you're never gonna give this up. You think you're doing something for your habit, but you're always gonna go back to it because you need it, you need it.
And after a few months of being in the program, he feels like that little monster in the back of his mind is getting smaller and it's almost disappearing. And when you get there, you realize that you found yourself outside of this jungle and you wonder what the hell you were doing in the jungle in the first place. So you guys right now, like you listening to this right now, if you've listened to this video so far, and that means that you are serious about beating porn, that means you understand the impacts and you wanna get better. That means, guys, you are right here at the edge of the jungle. You're just right there, and I can call out to you. You can reach out, and just all you have to do is take a step in the right direction, and you can get there. That's all you have to do. It is really that simple. But first, you have to get what porn is taking away from you. You have to go deep. You have to go out, get a journal, or talk to somebody. Get a journal, write it down, or talk to somebody, and say, what is porn taking away from my life? Relationships, my time, my focus, my health. What more could I have achieved in my life? Where could I have been by now in my life if I didn't let porn control me, but rather I took control of it? Are you with me?
Hey, are you feeling frustrated at yourself for still keeping porn in your life and you're ready to finally get serious? Trust me, guys, I've been there. Well, you're in luck because I have a completely free training that you can take right now at benuyama.com. In that training, I explain the exact three-step process I personally use to quit porn and help other men do the same quickly and easily. Don't believe it? Check it out for yourself right now at benuyama.com, and I'll see you in the next episode.